This is Jazz of Enchantment, a radio series spotlighting just some of the fine jazz players with ties to New Mexico. I'm Paul Ingalls. Bassist Matt Brewer, who spent most of his youth in Albuquerque, New Mexico, is now at only the age of 23, an established player in New York City. His many gigs include touring and recording as a member of the Greg Osby Four, backing the talented saxophonist Greg Osby. In this series, we've heard some musicians talk about getting into jazz at very young ages, but it seems like Matt Brewer, who talked with Roy Durfee, might have them all beat.
When I was still in the womb, my parents would put headphones on my mother's stomach and play albums like A Love Supreme and also classical music like Debussy. And they say I had a special affinity for Coltrane. Like whenever they played Coltrane, they said I would kick.
So, oh, wow.
It's kind of true to this day. He's still pretty much one of my favorite musicians of all time.
I know your mother, Chris, is a big music fan and supporter. Was your dad a musician?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a trombone.
Is your dad
player.
A musician?
Yeah, he is. He plays jazz trombone, and he runs the music program at Aquinas College in Grand Rapids, Michigan. He used to read bedtime stories to me, but they weren't typical. Like, he would read, you know, bass method books, you know, like how to build bass lines. You know, I remember getting, you know, him reading those to me while I was in bed as a, you know, 10 or 11 year old.
Did you bring any of your own composed work
I did.
Along for us to listen to?
Yeah, it's a tune of mine called Lunar Incandescence, and it starts with a somewhat lengthy bass intro. It moves into short vamp, you know, just like kind of obbligato bass line, doubled with the piano, and then fairly simple melody. And then it moves into a section where it gets kind of minimalist. The melody is just focusing on one interval for four measure phrases, and it repeats and repeats and repeats, but things slowly change about it, much like minimalist music. You know, there's something that repeats, but something underneath it is changing, and by the end, you know, it sounds like something totally different than what it started.
Tell me something about the distance between Albuquerque and New York. How did you bridge that distance so readily?
Jeez. Well, I guess it started with my move from Albuquerque to the Interlochen Arts Academy, which is a boarding arts high school. A lot of kids that go to Interlochen end up in New York. Like all the top schools come to Interlochen to scout for students. You know, Juilliard, you know, Manhattan School of Music, so...
From what I know of your history, that must have been an objective of yours anyhow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. It's always been a goal of mine. I mean, since the first time I went there when I was very young, 12 or something, ever since then, like, I would dream of New York. I literally, like, dreamt about going there someday.
How was it that you chose the bass as your instrument?
I decided to take this class called Instrumental Exploration, where you go through all the instruments in the orchestra. I really liked saxophone, cello, and bass. I really love classical music, and I love jazz, too. I want to be able to do both. And bass was sort of the most logical instrument.
So playing the bass then really is like a really kind of physical exercise. I mean, you don't look like a behemoth, but nonetheless, I would imagine you have a good deal of strength in your forearms and hands. And
it's terribly physical. I mean, every day I'd set the metronome, you know, at a certain tempo, and then work on just producing the loudest sound possible, just working on strength. And, you know, if I don't do it every day, I feel it, you know. It's like working out or running or something, you know. If you miss a week of running, the next time you go out to the track, you just don't feel yourself, you know. Anything that is beautiful to me somehow comes out in my music, I think. You know, anything that is inspiring to me. Like, if I see a great film, for instance, I think, like, geez, man, Johnny Depp was great in that film. I need to practice. You know, it's the same thing with nature for me. I mean, being in New Mexico, it's great to be home, to see all these things that nature created. You know, it inspires me to hopefully create some, like, humble presentation of creation, you know, music of some kind. You know. Some of the things I'd like to achieve as a bass player are just breaking some of the barriers of the instrument. I feel a lot of bass players seem limited by the bass itself and so can't express themselves fully musically. You know.
We were thinking about going out with a track of your choice from the Channel 3 Greg Osby trio recording.
Sure. I guess the track maybe Vertical Hold. That's a good one. There are some things that Greg and I randomly just hit exactly together in his solo.
Bassist Matt Brewer backing sax man Greg Osby and climbing the ladder of jazz respectability at the tender age of 23. He talked with Roy Durfee, and you can hear much more from Matt and all the players in our series online at newmexicojazz.org. There are also remarkable photographs at that site, newmexicojazz.org. Our staff includes Nola Daves Moses, Carol Boss, and Genevieve Russell. Support from the City of Albuquerque's Urban Enhancement Trust Fund, the New Mexico Humanities Council, KUNM, and Good Radio Shows Incorporated. I'm Paul Ingalls.